This will be an Adam-free episode.
No, I,
nice.
Please, can
we started?
No, we already started.
Can I just take a quick
no,
shit?
Man, no, you're can't. The one who wanted to start. Fuck you.
You said, let's start.
You literally said that 10 minutes ago.
Okay, but
maybe
like
20 minutes ago.
I took this pill and I now need to poop.
Whatever, man. If you leave, you're replaced permanently on the show. It's now Amber's on both.
Yeah, hand the microphone to Amber, please.
You want me to prairie dog?
Yes.
This entire episode?
Bro, sit. You first of all, you fucked it up. Me and Nick had a cold open. Me and Nick had a cold open, and now we can't. We will still do it, but
it
won't.
Yeah, we had a cold open like a sitcom would. But like a scripted TV show
do
would.
Do it.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Charlie.
Oh, yeah. Charlie sucked my penis.
Charlie sucked my penis. Oh, it's Charlie.
You guys remember that viral hit? I think that came out last week or something. It's pretty recent. Yeah. Charlie bit my finger.
Charlie sucked my penis.
You want to know it's fucked up? That video is from 5 years ago.
Nuh-uh.
Oh,
yeah, I thought
dude.
It was like longer.
No, it's from 5 years ago. Charlie
I thought
bit
those
my
kids
finger.
Were like grown-ups now.
Yeah, they are. They're the king and queen of England.
What?
That's yeah,
whoever
true.
Whoever Prince starts Charles. Being gay the earliest becomes yeah, the king of England.
Oh, wow.
So with Charlie
Adam's the king of
being
England?
Too, yeah,
what
he
are
is.
You talking about?
Adam's the princess
Adam
of England.
Adam sucked off the doctor
he's
on the way out of
Jasmine
his mom's
of
pussy.
England.
That's not true.
A whole new world. Don't you dare Jeez. Suck my dick. That one was getting me good for a while the other day. Oh. A whole new world. Don't you dare suck my dick.
A whole new ball.
He's just getting some carpet head.
Oh yeah.
On a
magic
carpet
head
ride.
Yeah.
That's, and they do it carpet bombing. That's where they ride the carpet around. And then he takes a shit in her pussy. You ever hear that sex move?
Yeah, that's what we did to Afghanistan for the last 11 years.
Whoa dude.
Yeah, shit.
Oh, we got Chapo Trap
sorry.
House.
Sorry,
no, house.
Sorry, gotta get a little political
dude,
on the pod again.
11
yeah.
years,
Bernie
too.
Sanders,
that's,
dude.
That's an accurate amount of time.
Yeah,
too,
it's not even
that.
True. Yeah, 16 years?
Retard.
Yeah. No, when did we go?
Fucking
2012?
2001.
Yes.
We went it right after.
2002.
Yeah, we immediately invaded Afghanistan.
And then Iraq, 2003?
Yes.
I thought
yeah,
they
so
were
good,
both
dude.
Good ideas.
Not only was it a good joke, but you also had it accurate.
Well, I meant that the carpet,
shut
the shitting
fuck.
In the pussy has only been 11 years.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That
was that's one of those
so
sex
things. It wasn't
moves.
A joke, it's a statement.
That's one of those like sex things that like middle schoolers come up with.
Right.
Like the dirty Sanchez.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was a camp shit. Counselor, and the kids, I was like, let's do your names.
Also known
then,
as a tattletale.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, let's do our names, the city we're from.
The guards
and then,
elected me as the counselor of my particular bunk because they knew I could be trusted to tell them who had been eating dried rats outside of their normal prison rations. And you better believe I tattled.
So the kids, I was like, well, we're the oldest kids at camp, so we're the leaders now, so you can select the third fact. And they were like, let's do sex positions.
Nice.
And these like 14-year-old kids told me some of the most gruesome and hilarious sex positions. The Tennessee pile driver. It's where you're fucking a girl through a wall and you like literally fuck her so hard you explode through the drywall.
Yes. A lot of people have done that.
The white dragon where you're getting head and then right before you bust, you shove your dick right down her throat and she coughs up the cum through her nostrils.
Jesus Christ.
I made one up in high school.
How about the Little Rascals? You know that one?
No.
That's when you fuck eight 6-year-old boys. It's a sex move called the Little Rascals.
And a pit bull.
Yeah.
And a pit bull with a circle.
That's a really good one, dude.
A whole team of them.
Yeah, and then Your Honor, I'm sorry, I'm just a little rascal.
Yeah. Your Honor, excuse me, I was spending a lot of time on Urban Dictionary.
In college, one of my friends put a sex move on Urban Dictionary called the Backstage Paz, which had two Z's.
Yeah.
And the usage in a sentence was, girl, show me that pussy and that ass is the Backstage Paz. It's
that's
like,
horrible.
Yeah, it's when a girl squats down and shows her
that's
pussy
really
in her
bad.
Ass. Yeah. I don't know. It wasn't mine. Yeah.
Do you guys know the Terry Schiavo?
Yeah. Well, no. That's okay. Continue.
It's when you fuck Terry Schiavo. She's incapacitated.
We used to call that getting drunk.
You stick your dick down her feeding tube.
We used to say we're getting fucking Schiavo tonight. Like,
oh, nice.
Blackout. Yeah. The Darwin
Shivo joke. That's how long I've been doing stand up. Is that shit happened while I was doing comedy?
Damn, Bush administration stand up.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
So I'm old school.
What was it?
I don't know. Something about how she died doing what she loved.
What was it?
Because she was bulimic or whatever.
Oh,
and
nice.
Then eventually
starving.
They pulled her feeding tube out.
No, oh, that's not bad.
That's how she got that way. She was bulimic.
That's not bulimia. That's anorexia.
Wait, really? No, I thought she was in like a car accident or something.
Yeah, it was a motorcycle accident.
She had a stroke from being like bulimic or something.
I thought she had a motorcycle accident.
No, that's Gary Busey.
Gary Busey's on life support right now?
No, Gary Busey had a motorcycle.
We got to get them hearts going for Gary right now. Yeah. I don't want that tube pulled
get
out.
Get hard for Gary.
Yeah.
Send a picture of your hard penis to Gary Busey.
The Darwin?
It will match every dick pic.
Do you know the Darwin?
What,
you put
man?
Your limp dick in a girl's mouth, and then it evolves into a boner.
Oh, that's pretty good.
And then it chokes and kills her, and then you say, survival of the fittest, bitch.
Nice.
Yeah.
I hate these.
That's rude.
Yeah. I hate all of these. I
think you know the glory hole?
No.
But it's you capitalize glory. So it's like the movie Glory. And that's when you stick your dick through a hole in a bathroom and then you beat a black man with it on his back until a single tear rolls down his cheek.
Oh, Denzel Washington. Yeah. Yeah.
In the movie Glory.
Is that the one where they're... No, that's... I was thinking of Amistad.
No, it's about the black battalion in the Civil War.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Matthew Broderick is their captain.
You know, a lot of black soldiers fought for the Confederacy.
Yeah.
So...
They loved it.
So
they
which side was good
there.
Or bad?
You know? Yeah. Think about that.
Yeah, I agree. That's sound logic.
Think about that.
Oh, of course. Gavin makes that argument.
Did you see the Cernovich video from today?
No.
It's what really happened? Good.
I'm sorry. I don't subscribe to r/politics_cool. So I don't know.
I don't see
every video that
what
comes
happened?
Out.
Some kid came up to him and he's like...
I was watching Heavyweights.
I took your pills.
Really?
No.
But I love that movie so much.
Heavyweights. I actually did nothing. I thought it would be a funny thing to say that I was doing instead of literally anything. And then it was... watching Heavyweights. It was a funny way to say that I wasted the day.
Yeah.
But I literally just got high and looked at things at Home Depot.
That's why, because when I said let's do one and you were like, nah, how about three? That's what you wanted to push it back for?
No, because I had already gotten high and I was like too high to do the show.
That would have been fun.
Oh yeah, Stoner Nick. Welcome Stoner Nick to the show.
Yeah.
It's the new cool Cali vibes. Oh. Nick Mullen.
Oh yeah, he's got a bunch of Doritos.
Nick, what? We're talking strains of weed today. What's your favorite? You like an indica? You like a heady sativa?
Man, I like that. I like that neon RoboCop.
Oh,
that fucking
shit.
Oh.
That Goofy mm-hmm. the dog. You know
that
what I'm power talking line. About?
Damn.
Yeah. That Blackface Mambo. That's my shit, dude.
Blackface Mambo number 5.
Yeah, let me get some of that FAG 69, dude. That
you see that movie, Blackface Mode?
That retard diesel. Yeah. I'm trying to get that extra chromosome, that ooey gooey fetal alcohol syndrome pussy juice style, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Girl with
that's
a fucking...
That's real body high.
Yeah, a girl with a stoma so wide you can stick your dick in it. That's the whole name of the strain of weed.
All of that.
Girl
that's
with a stoma.
Nice.
Instead of... It's like girl... Because it started... They had girl with a dragon tattoo was a type of weed. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then they crossed that with retard juice. Which was originally an offshoot of Beetlejuice. Mm-hmm. Remember, we used to smoke Beetlejuice.
Oh, yeah.
And then they crossed Beetlejuice with... Just retard. There was a weed.
Oh, there's a weed that
it's just called
started
retard.
Giving people Down syndrome.
Yeah, yeah. It was made by the government, dude.
Yeah, yeah. It's government weed. That's
shit.
The
that's
government
what the
grows
kids
in
always
the Pentagon,
had. Dude.
Yeah, that shit's government, dude.
Yeah.
There's a grow light in the Oval Office, dude.
Yeah.
Under the eagle, if you tap the eagle's beak 3 times,
right.
It flips.
This is the weed that Bill Clinton used to make Monica Lewinsky pass out so he could fuck her in the mouth while she was asleep.
Yeah.
It's the government.
It was actually, it was not a cigar. It was a fat ass blunt.
Yeah,
dude.
I love
blunt. Oh, shit. That would have been pimp, dude, if Clinton did that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Put a blount in her puss, in her snatch.
It's great having not smoked weed in forever. I can take like one pull and then I'm fucked up for
dude
the
I
rest
literally
of the day.
Stopped for a month and I'm like that again.
Yeah,
like I can take one
it doesn't
hit.
Feel good. I don't particularly enjoy
it's not fun to
yeah
high.
I feel trapped,
you know what? I still have like anxiety and panic, but it's like yeah, but it's because I'm high. Well, and then it just gives you an excuse to feel as shitty
exactly.
as you normally do.
Yeah, that's true.
I feel like it's what I use it for is to when I'm anxious and I'm freaking out, I smoke weed and I'm like, well, there's nothing I can do now. I'm high, so I might as well watch movies and eat fucking Chinese food.
Hell yeah.
Watch UFC. I just watched the UFC event.
Who
last
won
night.
That thing?
Johnny Bones Jones.
Bones Jones.
It was a great, it was a really good event.
Did he kicked him in the head.
It
I
was
saw that.
Awesome, dude.
That kick in the head?
Yeah, I'm a UFC head now, dude.
Are you?
I used to be, and now I'm back, dude.
What do you mean you used to be?
When I was a little, well, not a little. When
UFC's like 3 years old.
No, I'm going to start covering the rodeo for the podcast, for all the rodeo people that want to.
Rodeo heads, yeah.
Yeah.
I love it.
Rodeo head.
I love that band. Yeah.
Just a redneck. Karma police. Arrest this man. He stole my truck. And that bitch is now fucking somebody else. My dog, woo, my job sucks.
Hey, if you're going to cover the rodeo, maybe you and Adam can just carpool there because he's a fucking rodeo clown.
Yeah, dude.
Dude, that's a good burn. You know yeah, when it's good, it's good.
You know, Adam I gotta is give you a try. The guy from Dallas Buyers Club who has AIDS.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Very nice.
Yeah, that's nice.
That's
kid.
The type of rodeo clown he is.
I love it when the kid's getting bullied like by a group of friends and then he starts he adopts the strategy where he's like, oh, nice guys.
Yeah, I am gay.
Yeah, I am a faggot. Yeah, yeah. That's my new strategy on the show.
That's literally what just happened to you with those DMs.
Which ones?
You, the one you're describing.
Oh, yeah,
the
yeah,
show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I made fun of someone that he like DM'd me. It was like, yeah, nice, dude. That
we,
was good.
We don't
want
to be rude and say who it was, but a guy made fun of Chapo on Twitter.
Oh, nice.
And the tweet tanked.
And,
comparatively.
And Adam will not have anyone make fun of his favorite
yeah,
show.
The
that
show
he aspires
he's trying
to
get
be on.
On.
Yeah, dude. I'm the 10th member of Chapo.
Who are you trying to replace?
I'm the Joe Jackson of
Who are you trying to.
Amber, obviously.
Ease yeah, out of there.
You got to get that badge off
that's
the show.
True. You
gotta
are the
get
most,
that hole off the show.
They do yeah. need a more feminine version. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You need a real queer on the show. A real rodeo queer, dude.
Yeah.
Chill, yeah.
That's cool that you white knight for Chapo.
No, I mean, come on. You guys know that I'm a fraud. I've lied my way into left Twitter. I don't know what praxis means or any of that shit. I don't know what they're... I don't
know
what dialectic
funny?
Means.
You know all the CrossFits have, like, names like CrossFit, Lower East Side, yeah. or CrossFit, Do It, you know, or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's like CrossFit Bowery. The one in D.C. I saw was CrossFit Praxis.
There what is praxis rules?
No,
is that
just,
what it means?
It's the way you apply a theory. In
There's one called in DC called Humble Beast.
Yeah. Now
oh,
I can't
yeah,
remember.
That,
now I can't
I've
remember.
That
it's
one.
Named
hold
after
on,
my
hold
dick. On. I can't remember if it was actually CrossFit Praxis or something equally stupid. And Praxis is the one I used to make fun of it. But DC has like a very nerdy CrossFit.
Yeah,
CrossFit
well, DC sucks
dialectic.
Dick.
Yeah, it's something like that.
Yeah.
DC's a bunch of fucking nerds.
I went to a New York City nightclub, folks, on Friday
uh-oh.
Night. Yeah.
Well, hold on. This isn't going to turn into the Adam Friedland story hour. I don't want to. You already get the one thing about the guy that DM'd you. You already said that. Thing.
You said the story. I didn't
sit
even
down.
Say that.
First of all, I don't want
you're
not going
to poop. I literally need
then
to poop.
Then go to the fucking bathroom.
You're not
going to
shit, bitch.
But you're going to kick me off the show and put Amber on it.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah,
for
eventually.
For good.
Whether you shit or not.
Ooh, let's trade. Let's just make a trade. I'm supposed to trade to Chapo.
When's the podcast trade deadline? I think it's a couple days.
We want Amber and we want Felix
Kyrie.
Like six times a year. And then we want producing considerations.
Yeah.
We want Brendan to put like some sound effects in.
Yeah. Can you trade me to Hellbent?
And we still call you gay. We call you on the phone and you Skype in and we make fun of you.
Oh,
for 5 minutes
cool. Yeah, like
every
a
time.
Like
but
a drive time radio bit.
Yeah,
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 that's cool. I'll take it. I just want to feel like included in my, whatever
actually,
my
you're
friend's
right.
thing is.
Three teamer with Hellbent. We don't send you to Chapo because that's what you want.
No, obviously. Yeah.
We put.
Yeah, you're getting busted down to the Vadger League.
Whatever, dude.
The
the
WMILB.
I was doing good, dude.
WMB game.
Hellbent's doing good.
The women's minor league baseball.
Amber didn't laugh at that.
Shut up.
That was my favorite when you would post something on Facebook and then and then we'd get a bunch of likes and then some girl would comment like, only two women like this.
Who does that?
I've seen it happen numerous
really?
Times. And so that means every bitch in the world. That's who does it. Yeah. I've seen it happen literally three or four times. So that means
I love
all
that.
It's an epidemic.
Yeah.
Stop, can I have one of your donuts?
Dude, not my donuts. I'm fucking trying to get clean. I was a paleo warrior.
Nick's been doing this bit where he buys stuff.
Yeah, he snacks.
Foods that he's not allowed to eat.
This sucks, dude. This was
it's
the worst one.
It's a very good bit.
I put it on a nice plate.
You put it on a plate. This is the, yeah.
They look delicious.
I bought a half a dozen donuts and put it out for birthday boy.
I want them so much. He keeps saying birthday boy.
Oh, yeah. Happy birthday, Saf. Yeah.
My birthday's February 11th. It's
What's
not
your
today.
Sign? Aries?
Aquarius.
Aquarius. Nice, because you get wet, dude.
Oh yeah, yeah, I get it wet. I both do sherm and I get pussies wet. I get both kinds of
Nick,
wet.
What's your sign?
I don't know. I don't know the
gay.
Zodiacs.
The gay?
Uh-oh.
No, I don't. Those are for women. I don't know. I don't even know what my birthday is.
I
know what color
birthday.
My eyes are.
December something.
Yeah, I don't know my birthday.
The fans can figure out what your birthday was too.
But the birthday is just listed on my Twitter.
Is it?
Yeah. Why are you threatening to have people look into me?
Yeah, dude.
That's what that means, you little fucking weasel. You don't think I know what that means? Oh, I'm sure the fans can. You're implying you want people to stalk and harass
me. Damn, I want that fucking crawler, dude.
Yeah, eat it.
No, fuck you. I don't want. I do want it, though. It's going to be good. Fuck, dude. I'm hungry.
Yeah, well, you missed out. The Simpsons donut's already been eaten.
I know. I'm so happy. I was so happy Amber took the Homer. Because your boy was about to fucking.
Remember when Homer's head turns into that donut?
Yeah.
That Treehouse of Horror.
Oh yeah, mm-hmm. Is that when he goes into like the real world?
Yeah.
Too?
Don't pick at it.
But I'm so delicious.
Remember when he was 3D in the real world?
Yeah, that was a cool one. Homer squared.
That was
or Homer
one.
Cubed.
I think cubed.
Yeah, it was Homer cubed. Yeah.
God, that shit rocks.
When I was a kid in Vegas, there was a house that they made into the Simpsons house.
Yeah.
It was like a contest.
Yeah, I remember that, and I remember being because that was like at the height of. My Simpsons fandom.
Yeah. It was in Vegas.
It was right when the show started to get shitty. And I remember being like, even as a kid, like, why would you want that?
That house was so fucking butt ugly.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was just, in my family
friend's
neighborhood.
It looks like a crude drawing.
Yeah.
I mean, that was
terrible.
The point of it. Yeah.
Wait, it was a house that people.
You could win.
Into the
it
Simpsons
wasn't a museum.
House.
You could win, and it was literally the house from The Simpsons.
I just thought it was a museum.
No,
you get the Simpsons house.
It's
Does
probably
anyone
a museum
live
now.
There now?
Yeah. It's probably a museum now because it was such an ugly house.
I went. Isn't there one? Isn't there something in Austin that's the Flintstones house, or something?
I don't know. That sounds like something you came up with in a diabetic.
No, I was first of all. I was in.
You're in.
I was in.
I've got too many sugars going on.
Why does it
Where's
sound
that
like
Flintstones
that?
Flintstones house.
I'm a gay British
Candy
lord.
Lips. It's me, Candy Lips. I'm on a sugar vacation on another plane.
I'm a minor character from Adventure Time.
I've elevated myself to higher levels of consciousness by way of fruit roll-ups.
Oh, I'm about to freebase fruit roll-ups.
Transcended reality.
Candy
Thanks
Lips has
to
been
these
doing
York
good,
peppermint patties.
First of all, those suck.
I would
never.
All the bad candies.
I saw Sav chopping up lines of Sweet and Low. So he said because it was going to lose him some weight.
He's been sounding with Swedish fish. Making him swim upstream like salmon would.
Wait, what's sounding?
Up your dick hole.
Yeah, he's been shoving Swedish fish up your dick hole.
Would you suck a Swedish fish out of a guy's dick?
What a trade-off.
Wow. Another one of my world famous hypotheticals.
A lot of pros and cons, you know.
I hope someone does like.
I wouldn't think about it.
That would be a good supercut of our show if someone did every single one of Stav's terrible hypotheticals.
We should shoot a game show that Stav has.
I write the fucking.
People are like, no, of course not. Yeah. It's like, damn.
Oh, fuck. All right. Well, anyway.
I don't think anybody gets the money then. Good night.
Oh, fuck. Boys, I moved into a real motherfucking room.
Oh, today's not story time.
That's
apparently.
Now we got two
you gotta
boys
clear it.
In real rooms.
You got to clear with Nick.
Shut up.
No, I don't.
If you have enough charisma, you can tell a story.
I have tons of charisma.
You have zero charisma.
That's not true
you're
at all.
You're a black hole of charisma.
I am told constantly that I have
Man,
a
I'm
lot
so glad
of
you didn't
mom.
Say charisma again. He's been saying charisma a lot.
Has he?
Yeah, he just learned the right way to say it.
First of all, it's charisma.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a Greek word.
It's a Greek
word.
That's
the actual
word.
Okay.
I said it was a Greek word before you did, so there's no reason for you to even say that it's a Greek word.
I'm sorry.
I already told people.
I apologize. I already apologized.
Anyone.
I already said I'm sorry.
All right. You're suspended for 2 minutes.
Oh, Satan, not today.
You're suspended for 2 minutes.
Not today, Satan. Satan.
It's 4:09. You can't.
He's using black girl magic.
Not today.
Quick, get his hair wet. That's the only antidote.
Touch his hair. One of those spray bottles for cats.
Touch his hair. Everybody touch his hair. We all touch his hair at the same time. It'll destroy his power.
That would be so funny if Stav like started using black girl magic and was like slapping his weave when he came in the apartment.
Just that tap on the cornrows. What was I going to say? Yeah, we got real rooms. I think the whole squad's in real rooms now. Yeah.
I'm actually temporarily homeless for 10 days.
Yeah, and you were the only one with a cool apartment.
I'm about to have an apartment, yeah.
And now...
Me and Icy.
You little icy little bitch.
I'm moving out of my place today.
To displace more people from Brooklyn to make an illegal
hotel. Tell the story about the place you're living and the family that was living there beforehand.
It's not a family. It's a cop, actually, that's living there.
It was an old black woman.
No, it wasn't. No, it's not. Yep. It's a white cop.
It was a rent-controlled apartment.
She's been riding the bus... since the protest day.
Nope.
She was there during the struggle.
No.
She rode a bus into Brooklyn directly from the plantation that she
it's a police brutality plantation in
South Carolina. No relation. I mean, there might be. I don't know.
I did a Black Lives Matters eminent domain, and I took away that cop's home.
Oh, is that what happened?
No. My rich friend bought a...
Or did your rich Jew friend steal a home from the blacks in Brooklyn?
I don't think... didn't happen.
What? So it's a cop?
The cop that my unit is occupied.
Who else lives
by
in that
cop.
Building?
The rest of the units are empty. The cop is the last one.
I had to shoot in a cop's apartment in Manhattan.
That apartment was crazy.
In Queens.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was some like police sergeant, and we went into this place. I didn't know it was a cop's place, so like you know we're. I'm helping, I don't know, them pre-light the fucking apartment or whatever it is. And you go in and there's all these taxidermied animals around the ceiling.
Jesus Christ.
Like the fucking, you know, like that, whatever that hunter's den is in Ace Ventura 2.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know?
In Africa.
But this is just an apartment. It's like a fucking two-bedroom apartment.
Where was
apartment.
It? In Queens?
In Queens, yeah.
In where? Astoria?
Wait,
like...
no. You know, maybe it was in like Flatbush or something.
I thought you said it was... I don't
either
remember.
Way,
you know, maybe it was in Sunset Park.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Now I can't fucking remember where it was.
Yeah,
the
maybe it was in
the
Bay
worst
Ridge.
Dumplings in the
Guinea
world.
Gulch.
Yeah, it was in some fucking place where a cop would live. And then there's also in the living room, like those Rent-A-Center couches, you know, like
the big ass
rent-to-own
joints.
Shiny
the
ass
big
couches.
Leather fucking couches with like 9 cup holders.
Yeah. I love that.
Like, yeah, that kind of shit.
And like levers for reclining.
Like, yeah, like, you know, when like.
What
with,
for
like
reclining?
The idea of like a man cave from when you were a kid. Like,
what we thought was
like
cool.
A big screen projection TV.
No girls.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Just a disgusting giant sectional.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and nothing can be moved at all.
And then a signed copy of Blue Bloods poster, the TV show. Signed Blue Bloods
by
poster.
By Donnie Wahlberg.
And then signed, and then I think
are
like
you
24
serious with that?
Or something. Yeah, yeah. Dude.
Oh, my God.
This guy
who they get? Selleck
apartment.
Signed that?
What's that?
Who signed it? Selleck?
Selleck and Blue Bloods are in
yeah,
Chicago.
Yeah, he's in Blue
PD.
Bloods. It's funny because, like, Blue Bloods is a story about, like, a cop family, and it's, like, you know, a cop dad, and his son's a cop, and now his grandson's a cop, but his dad was a cop, and his granddad was a cop. So the cast is, like, this 35 generations of cop family, and there's, you know, it'll be the old, like, patriarch cop. It's like, this isn't how it was in my day. And then an even older man will come around from the corner and be like, "What's that, Sonny? Because you don't know how it was in my day." And then a literal corpse will come out from behind him and be like, "Kutaka, dika," speaking some prehistoric cop language. It doesn't. There's fucking like the cop family goes back to I think 1680.
Nick, you got cops in your family, probably.
No, I don't have a single cop in my family.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
My cousin was murdered by the police, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
What happened?
That's cred, cousin, dude.
Well, he had a gun, and I think he waved it at him, but he was running away, and they shot him in the back.
Wow. Gosh. Big Irish family, no cops.
Yeah, no, not a
single
cop.
But you have, like, feds in your family, though, right?
I have an uncle that worked at the Pentagon after being in the Army.
Yeah.
And he was probably the one that reported me to the FBI.
To the FBI.
Yeah.
Philly uncle.
Should we get him? Should we fucking...
Yeah, we should get him, dude. We should threaten DOD officials.
Dude, yeah, we got the power of podcasting on our side, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got Cum Nation. Stav.
What?
Come on, dude. Someone's going to get pink eye one of these days.
Shut up, dude.
No, you shut up.
You're going to get pink eye to match your pink hole.
Yeah, you're a pussy.
Thank you.
Remember when I called you a rodeo clown, bitch?
I'm a clown. Oh, now that it came back, I can appreciate that burn for what it was.
Actually, rodeo clowns
Adam,
are really
tough.
Where
are you going
tough.
For lunch? McDonald's? Because you're Ronald McDonald, the clown?
Hell yeah, dude. You fucking...
Yeah. You know, hold on, I think I got some balloons here for you.
Yeah. Maybe you're familiar
you can turn
with those
animals. Wait, when he said he's moving earlier and he's got to bring his dog with him, it's mm-hmm. like, oh, be careful because she's made out of balloons.
Yeah,
and she might pop on the way over to your new place.
That was good timing,
you fucking bitch.
Yeah, you got that in right at the right.
Hey,
moment.
Buddy, you want? Hey, I got some extra white face paint.
For what?
So that might come in handy.
White face. Tell your clown mom that I got a big tent for her over here.
Oh, it's his asshole.
No, it's
the Democratic Party. Yeah. Sorry, guys.
Stop
sorry,
it.
Guys.
No, the
sorry.
Big tent is
sorry.
When you wake up in the morning and your dick is making the sheets.
Oh, nice. Yeah, dude.
Good one.
Yep, yep. Yeah.
That's the circus your mom belongs to.
I love you guys, man.
Yeah, dude. Yeah,
we're such good friends.
Fucking bitch.
We're best friends, all of us. We're so close.
When did you guys' uniforms come yet?
The clown uniforms? Oh, no, not yet.
Official.
Tuesday. It was supposed to come yesterday.
It sucks that there's not more clown-related businesses.
I know.
I thought, oh, this is going to be a good one.
I know. What else
we got?
We
McDonald's. Well, that's it. They're the only ones with a clown.
A Jack in the Box.
That's not a clown.
Isn't
that's
it a clown?
No, it's literally a Jack in the Box.
Fucking idiot. Fucking dumbass.
Come on, it looks like a clown. No, though.
It's
not you got, come
piece
on.
Of shit.
It's got a fucking red nose and
you
shit.
You dumb piece of shit. It's a Jack.
Hold on, there's more clowns in media.
Hey, Adam, let me ask you something.
Yeah,
why
the
so
Joker,
serious?
Dude.
Yeah.
Whoa,
good.
Do you see that synergy, dude? Crazy.
Synergy?
Yeah, because you said why so serious, I said the Joker.
That's the only other clown people can think of.
Yeah, I guess so. But
besides,
he is, maybe, technically.
Besides you.
What?
And the clowns in Washington.
Yeah. Nice, dude. That's hilarious. They should really
dude,
have
stop
on Chapo to just say the clowns in Washington
I would love
over
to,
and over again. That'd be the worst episode possible.
Clowns?
Like second only to the
to Brandon
Wardell episode.
Yeah, exactly. You can't. That's the baseline. Like you can't go lower.
Oh,
so.
I yeah.
You can't be the worst.
Absolutely not.
Yeah. It's funny. It's funny that that's the worst one.
Of course. Wait, what the fuck does Brandon know about anything?
Nothing.
Yeah.
Except being a clown, maybe.
Uh-oh. Oh, did you guys see each other at clown school where you went to college?
Is that why you and Brandon,
Brandon
are friends?
Brandon did not get
so
an education
clown
in any way, shape, or form.
Sleepaway camp together in the same tiny car?
Yeah, tiny car. That's good. I was
Brandon
thinking,
couldn't
I
pass the
it.
Literacy requirement for clown college.
Whoa, dude. Bring a fellow clown? That's got to be against the clown code of ethics.
No, you got to be able to read at an 8th grade level.
You know what's funny?
Clown.
Like in 9/11 when they brought in like all the firefighters all the way out from Ohio and like even D.C. went
to help out.
It'd be like, you know, those clown firefighters that they have in the circus? Like even those guys showed up. Well, just bringing that ladder.
Whoa. So, well, yeah, now that I have a room, I'm looking forward. I got to interior decorate it.
Yeah, you know? I'm going to help you out with that.
I want my design
get
game
get one of your
be...
Chinese girlfriends to do feng shui in there.
Can you? That'd be good.
What's feng shui mean?
It's like the order of
Chinese
things.
Girlfriends.
I think it's like ordering things the correct way for like the energy.
Yeah,
of
energy flow.
Of the spirits.
That's so gay.
Of the ancestors.
No, it's not, dude.
Yeah, it is.
You're honestly, at a certain point in your life, going to get really into it.
What,
I can assure
shui?
You. I can assure you.
Nah, it doesn't
appeal
to
yeah,
me.
Yeah, it does.
No,
you,
I'm more about
are.
The purchases.
I know you're
layout.
About purchases, but when you get your own apartment, you're going to get really like
I had my own
fucking,
apartment when
you,
I was 21.
I know, but when you get
$600 a month for a one-bedroom apartment.
That's
yeah,
pretty
your glory
dope.
Days.
Imagine that existing still.
Yeah.
Damn, dude.
All of his furniture was pizza boxes.
Yeah.
Stacked high.
No, I got a good deal on a... On a couch and love seat set at Goodwill for like $50.
What?
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Really?
I could do better.
No, you can't.
Yeah, Craigslist. Yeah, especially, Stav, you should be looking right now because this is a big moving day.
Stav, you're listening to Adam's Deal Corner on the Calm Down Podcast.
Stavros.
Stavros,
listen to me.
50% off, 80% off, 90% off.
It's a big moving day today. It's the last day of the month. You should look on Craigslist. Okay. Seriously.
That actually is a good piece
of
advice.
And this is a big moving month, too.
He knows deals.
Your boy knows deals.
The
what am I going to do?
Deals.
These prices are so crazy, you're going to think I'm mentally retarded, folks.
Come the retarded Jeffs.
Hey, come on down.
Every town has that guy.
Furniture clearance sale.
Every town has that guy.
When the prices are so low, you'd think I'm retarded.
Yeah, there's like a coked up like fucking deal guy in every single town.
Is there some drool on most of the furniture? Yes. But ignore that. I'm retard Jeff.
Is there a what on?
Is there some drool?
Oh, drool.
Drool.
I thought you said drawer.
I thought he said jadrool. The rush. The
Jadrool.
Look at this fucking jadrool over there.
I thought that's
Italian. Jewish. Yeah. No, it's Italian.
Jadrool.
Yeah, they say it in Sopranos. Jadrool.
Yeah, I'm trying to get my shit. I'm ready to fuck luxuriously now that I have four walls.
You should. I think. Do you? What kind of mattress are you fucking with?
I have a full. I already have
a full.
Yeah,
you should go queen, dude. You're an adult.
Dude, I wish I had just bought the nice mattress at IKEA when I got my bed.
What do you have?
I spent the money on the bed, and I'm like, fuck, I can't believe I'm buying a bed instead of just making it. And then you have to get the mattress, and I was like, I don't want to spend another $400.
I'm building a bed. Yeah.
So then I just fucking, I paid the money for the cheapest IKEA mattress.
Oh, dude, what
are
you doing?
That's fucking stupid, dude.
Upgrade, brother.
You should get a nice mattress.
That
seriously.
Was an upgrade. I was coming from
from a flat
on
piece of wood.
Wood that I was sleeping on for years.
Seriously, dude, you spend... Okay, back to Adam's Deal Corner. Adam's Advice Corner.
Uh-huh.
Guys, you spend a third of your life as a human being in bed.
Yeah. That's not really
investing in a nice mattress.
I sleep 4 hours a night.
Okay,
I'm like Mr.
Are you one of those guys?
I'm Mr. Production.
Nick is one of those
guys.
That's
John Gruden.
I wake up at 4 a.m. I go for a 7.5 mile run. I come back. I do another 18.5 mile. I do a 9K. And then...
9K is not 18
fucking
months.
I write encrypted threatening emails to North Korea.
Oh,
you know, I try to make that situation worse because I'm hedging. I got a bunch of money wound up in Samsung's competitors, so I figure you create a war on the Korean Peninsula.
Smart.
You destroy Samsung.
Mm-hmm,
suddenly,
mm-hmm.
all the Chinese LCD manufacturers I'm investing in become a great option.
I'm getting that Chinese TV.
Yeah, because I told you. Because I've been spreading money into those companies.
No, because it was...
You don't realize how easy
consumer,
it is for me to
because the reviews.
No, it's entirely... That's entirely me manipulating the market.
No, it's consumer.
I'm what you call smart money.
No, I just spent a lot of time.
By that,
on
I mean that is my
reviews.
Nickname that you are to refer to me as for the rest of our
motherfucking smart money over here. All right,
y'all looking at
brother.
Smart
hey,
money.
Brother, smart money. That's me.
You're like a Muslim investor.
I live right next door to. There's an old black guy that wears these fuzzy white Kangol hats.
Hell yes.
Yeah.
And I want them so bad.
Get one, dude.
Why can't?
Cool
because
look.
They're his.
Wait, true.
Imagine if that guy saw me walking out wearing the same.
Well, you could get the fuzzy.
And I'm wearing. Oh no! It's a coincidence.
That's even more.
Wait, is it a fuzzy like
gentrifying the neighbor is one thing, but you're gonna just like take
wear
his
the
swag.
Same clothes as a 70-year-old black man?
You already do that.
No, I don't. What the fuck are you talking about?
What do you
about?
Think the tracksuits are about?
What do you mean, what do I think? I've been wearing tracksuits for decades.
Tracksuits are cool, dude.
How many decades?
Literally decades.
How many, two?
Since that old black guy was like a middle-aged black guy.
A slightly less old black guy.
Wait, Fuzzy Kangles, is it Newsboy or Bucket?
It's Newsboy.
You should get Fuzzy Bucket Kangles.
I don't want
those
fuzzy
are tight.
Bucket.
I'm trying to go Bucket.
I might go Bucket, but then like long-sleeve ringer, puka shell necklace, Bono sunglasses, cargos, and Airwalks.
That's a look, bro. Yeah,
dude, that's a look.
98 forever, baby.
That's a look, brother.
Yeah, only take pictures of myself in a fisheye lens doing like some weird thing with my hands.
Like
yeah.
fake like, gang signs with your fingers? Yeah.
Everything's a neon green background.
Oh yeah.
You know.
Damn, dude, I remember I wanted a neon green Sunfire Pontiac Sunfire. So bad, dude.
Wow.
That was my
hilarious.
Shit.
Yeah,
when
dude,
I
want
14.
A cool Cavalier.
When I was 14, dude, that's what I wanted, dude. That was in my dreams.
You know what car I used to sweat a lot? I wanted when the RSX when the Integra,
Plymouth Prowler,
whatever the Integra. No, no, no. The Integra.
What's Integra?
Import, like an Acura.
The Acura Integra.
Oh. It was the RSX. That was like the next. I don't know. I don't know in the fucking Japanese market what those cars are called.
The Asian kids in my high school were obsessed with
the Integra. Became the RSX.
Mm. The Asian kids in high school loved Acuras and breakdancing.
What about Infinities?
Infinities are cool.
Infinities are Japanese.
I like those.
But I want one. You can't, of those now. You can't race those, you know? They're not racer cars. Acuras are like more like zippy race
you can
cars.
Totally race an Infiniti.
You can race any
race
car.
Any car.
Jinx. Synergy. I actually
synergy.
Said it before.
There's
you.
Nothing synced up about us.
We're on the same cycle, dude.
Nice.
Never. Never in my life would I be synced up with you.
Shut the fuck up.
Beach ass.
Copying me.
Oh, you're that's true. I said it before
no,
you.
No, you didn't.
I said you could race any car
wrong
before you.
Thing, and
run
then
the
I started
back.
Disagreeing.
Run
with
the
you.
Tape back. I'll run it back. Hold on, hold on.
Change your opinion and say the exact opposite.
I'm just saying Acuras are more common street racing cars.
I'm gay. I'm Adam. It's me. And I here's me saying the thing a second after you. There it is.
Whoa, did you hear that?
Just listen to it.
Damn, hold on, let me run it back a little bit.
I fucking love technology.
Let me run it back before we were officially recording.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm very gay, I admit.
Adam, don't say that.
Adam,
we're about
on,
to record
dude.
In 5 minutes. It's exactly 4:25 minus 30. It's exactly 3:55 p.m.
I don't care. I want everyone to know I'm gay.
I take that as a compliment.
Adam...
Calling me gay is
Who
a compliment.
Said that?
Adam, what if the recorder accidentally
Who said that?
Somehow went into the past?
How did someone...
Like that movie Arrival. Ooh, pretty cool. We got like an Inception thing going on. That makes
that
this,
is
that makes
pretty
this
cool.
What I like to refer to as a high concept podcast.
Oh,
not today,
wow.
Satan.
Who said that about Satan? How did a gayer guy than me sneak in here?
What are you doing? A bit now?
All right, well, there we go. It's back to normal. We're back to the normal tape. Yeah, so Nick was right.
Yeah.
About saying whatever.
Once again.
You didn't even listen.
You weren't listening. I love it. I love it. I feel vindicated.
My eyes just lit up thinking vindicated. About a way to call you gay, and I forgot everything we were talking about.
It's a compliment, guys.
Oh, boy. Yeah,
I'm thinking about getting into, like, biplanes, you know? That could be my old guy thing.
Biplanes?
I'm thinking about the metric system.
I'm an eccentric millionaire.
Nah, I could see you getting into helicopters.
No, not helicopters. Biplanes. Like I,
that's
you know,
a lot of storage, though, bro.
Yeah, I'm going to have like a facility.
Where?
I don't
Western
know.
PA?
No,
would
no,
it piss
you
off, you guys off? Like, I think it would piss you guys off a
is
lot.
Is it something you're going to do? Yes.
If I only use the metric system, would
of
that
course.
Really piss you off? Yeah.
What
I'm surprised
like,
you don't
like,
already do that.
Yeah.
Is your dick even measurable in
that's,
inches?
That's a really funny like hipster thing. Like, sorry, the rest of the world uses it. We got to
so
think
annoying.
Outside of our American.
Well, that is what you do when you every time you mispronounce something on purpose, you're essentially doing that.
I don't do it on purpose.
No, that's like a stupid like you don't even know if it's ironic or not. Sort of. Dad joke thing.
No, I don't do that.
You said lever earlier.
That's
you know
how, a lot
lever.
Of people call
you
them.
You know
levers.
It's lever. You fucking.
My
asshole.
Parents are from another country. Okay,
so, oh,
they pronounce words
are?
Differently.
Fuck you. Mine are more than yours.
I was raised in another country, and I had a different accent for a while
up.
When I was a child.
I had an accent going into fucking pre-K, bitch.
Okay,
I
had an
this.
Accent going into kindergarten. I talked like a fucking South African.
South African.
Yeah. I was like, yeah, this is my mummy and this is my diddy.
And you were just pointing to other children, other boys
yeah.
in the class.
Diddy.
We're going to diddy. Play house and I am the mummy.
He put a birthday hit in my ass, the cone, and it went all the way up to the rubber band.
This is so fucking
oh,
good.
Oh, please put a cone in my ass.
Dude, stop eating Stav's food.
Please, thank God, finish that.
Stav can't eat it, dude. He's gonna.
I'm
going to
get
Adam.
Him one of the, you
he's
know those
explode.
Like water dispensers in a hamster cage, but it's just filled with icing.
That what kind? What kind of icing?
I don't know. Some Betty Crocker shit.
Would it be? Don't do cream cheese icing, please.
That's your weakness.
Don't do that one, or don't do anything with hazelnut. Fuck, dude, Eldis got ice cream and I've been just taking a little spoonful every night.
I love your illness, dude.
It's a fucking addiction. I can't help myself, dude.
We're traveling in LA.
Eldis is also fat.
Yeah, yeah.
Eldest is just tall, so he could
Yeah, it's so annoying. He's stretched out.
Yeah.
It's so annoying.
He's fat as shit. He's fat as shit, yeah.
It's so annoying how much easier it is to fuck when you're tall.
And he can still wear, like, skinny jeans. He's like a fat guy that wears skinny jeans.
But he chooses
to. It's so funny how much you're, like, just a fat woman and the way you complain about your interactions with, like, women. You have, like, the same exact complaints as a fat woman.
Oh, no, it's annoying.
It's fat. It's these tall bitches.
It is annoying how much easier it is to fuck when you're tall.
Lindy Stav, dude.
Huh?
Lindy Stav.
Yeah. You and Lindy are very similar.
Lindy East over here.
Oh, damn.
Lindy Eats.
Don't fucking burn me by calling me Lindy East.
We're going to roast you, dude. We're going to rotisserie you.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
Oh, yeah.
Adam's gone. Amber?
Amber, hop on the mic.
Hop on the mic. Quick, before he comes back.
Yeah.
Yes, all right.
There we go.
Hey.
Adam is off the show.
Adam's off the show.
Welcome our new...
It doesn't matter, bitch.
No, help them out here.
Fuck you, Adam.
Fuck Adam.
Call me Lindy East! And think that's gonna fly?
I am your defender, but right now... They're on a roll.
And Adam gets in trouble for it.
No, he said Lindy East.
Yeah.
Which is...
Oh, you said Lindy East.
Which was the worst one.
How about Lindy Waste?
Waste or oh like and, but then it's large
like,
waste
like caca.
How about waistline?
Yeah, that's it's also that.
Uh-huh.
It's both of them.
Okay.
Oh, no, that's you not gonna actually not gonna that work. Will fuck up the recorder.
Don't plug it in, you motherfucker.
In. No, they're really on a roll right now.
I feel like Amber's contributing a lot to the show right now.
I agree.
So.
Wait, why is he silencing women?
Yeah, dude, be a fucking team player. Just kind of hang out.
You know, you can play Crash Bandicoot or something on the PS4. Yeah, look, there's another donut you can eat.
Yeah, just eat the donut. You guys know that this really hurts my feelings. No one can hear you, man. You're off the mic.
Most bullying does not hurt my feelings, but
Adam, we can't hear you. He said that this hurts his feelings, guys, in a gay way, by the way, in case you were wondering.
Well, I guess I have to concede to male tears here.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead, give him the mic back.
Nick, when's the last time you cried?
I don't know.
Have you ever?
Oh yeah, that's true. Yeah,
they cried at the Fast and Furious
at the end of Fast
Seven.
No,
Paul Walker.
Seven.
The Paul Walker
seven?
One. Yeah. Yeah, Seven was good, dude.
I cried at the end of Fast and Furious 7.
Hell yeah, dude. When did I cry?
Not a lot. It was just like, you know,
yeah,
the duration of the movie.
Paul! Where's Paul?
I forget who it was. When I was a kid, there was some other kid telling a story about his mom being like a bitch and crying at trailers. Or crying at movies, and she cried at the trailer to Gladiator.
Oh, nice.
Like,
shit.
Preview to Gladiator.
Hell yeah, dude. Dude, that shit's sad. They killed his family.
That used to piss me off when I'd look over at a movie and my mom was crying.
My mom just falls asleep.
Fucking hate that shit, dude.
Shut up.
I know, I would, dude.
Oh, my
I'll
God.
I'll get mad. I'll be
that
like,
is
God
so
damn it.
Fucking funny.
Mom, you're so gay.
Yeah, no, totally, dude.
Holy shit.
I used to hate that shit.
I cannot wait. Damn, the poor woman that marries you, dude.
Have you ever seen
no
your father
one.
Cry?
I'm not going to fucking marry anybody.
You're right.
I'm so glad I've never seen my father cry.
You know,
yeah,
see
I've never seen
cry?
My dad cry. Yeah. Apparently, he cried when the dog died, but I wasn't there
oh,
for
bitch.
It.
Oh. My dad would cry every time we'd leave Greece.
No, I've seen my mom cry
first. For leaving.
Yeah,
yeah
I mean,
do cry
Greek guys suck each other's dicks to say
that's,
hello. So, I mean,
that is true.
Of course
I've blown
cry.
All my
that
uncles.
That has nothing to do with crying, though.
You cried when Eldest cut off access to that ice cream.
No, I would, though. Yesterday. Yeah.
Stop, when's the last cry
you have
had?
Been taking tiny, tiny tablespoons of my ice cream?
I love that Eldest just
Homer
now.
Yeah. 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 But he sort of is.
He sounds
a lot like Homer.
Stop, have you been taking tiny tablespoons?
I'm a hypey.
He doesn't know. He's going to be so upset when he sees that half a pint is missing of his Ben and Jerry's. Yeah. He's going to be legitimately mad.
Yeah, from your one spoon.
Yeah. Who's been eating my tablespoons?
Sav, when's your last cry?
Last cry. It was recent, but I can't remember why. Probably because...
Fucking shit on my newspaper?
Go ahead, Nick.
It's paper.
Burn me.
Bobby didn't return your phone call?
No, that wasn't
Bobby. He cried at Bobby's baby's birthday party.
I do love Max. I do love his baby.
Oh, you love Max?
He
in case the audience isn't familiar, Stav is on a first name basis with a baby.
What's wrong with having baby friends?
Baby.
I like babies, man.
Yeah, let's list off all the babies you're friends with. The one that's the son of the guy who's you're trying to get work from.
Sophia.
That's it. That's the end
no,
of the baby.
No, yeah. Sophia. That's my brother's god daughter.
Yeah, right. What's Sophia's last name?
Coppola.
And I'm not going to tell the fucking
right,
people.
Yeah,
I don't want,
course,
them, I don't want people to look it up.
You don't even know that
you
baby.
You can't look up a baby, dude.
Yes, you can.
How?
You the get last thing, you could dude. Live up the fucking, you could look up their fucking.
Get that baby fired from
yeah,
the
Yeah, get
titties,
that baby
so.
Fired from the strip club where the baby works.
Fuck you guys.
I cried for a really gay reason. You guys are welcome to make fun of me.
Let's
about
hear it.
It.
No, let's, how about let's not, so his story just bombs.
That's funny.
All right, go ahead, tell it.
I was like on the train, and one of those single, like, string Chinese violin guys was playing Auld Lang Syne, like, around New Year's, and I don't know why, but I just started crying. It was really emotional.
Yeah, that's a really funny story.
It's
yeah,
not funny,
cool, dude.
I was being open with my friends.
Oh, you're being open?
Yeah.
Like your asshole with men?
Guys,
damn,
I was just
Stav's
opening up.
Stav's ignoring the show to look at historic photos on Facebook.
Wow, Stav, you're on
Facebook
your phone?
Open his picture of
yeah.
Susan B. Anthony.
How's it feel, boys?
It feels really bad, actually.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
I'm always I'm looking at stuff that's important for the show.
No, no you're not.
Yeah,
you're
almost
DMing.
Never.
No, you did it first.
DMing.
You always
yeah,
are.
You are.
I'm not even on social media anymore.
You're on Instagram. It's,
somehow you're DMing.
I'm DMing with the fans. I'm DMing with that guy with PTSD that has to message me all the time.
Shut up. He's a good guy.
Yeah, he's a good guy, but he has PTSD.
Whatever, dude. He's happy, dude.
That means he's disabled and therefore an enemy of our ableist podcast.
That is true.
Dude, I want to make it clear to everyone who listens to this. I fucking walk, motherfucker. I take the stairs everywhere I go. I'm an able-bodied individual, and I'm proud of it.
You're proud of it.
Well, what the fuck? We have
able
to
body
we
pride.
We have to have handicap pride parades. I see him wheeling these motherfuckers down the street.
I have
once
never seen
year.
One of those.
Once a year, we got to have the fucking handicap pride parade. Where's the parade for people who can use their legs?
Yeah.
And don't say point, that's
bro.
Every other parade because it's not. Right?
Yeah, there are typically a lot of amputees yeah. at
How
the Puerto Rican Day Parade.
A people who can walk entertainment television.
Yes.
The channel nice. Would just, and we got, because people would say it's fucked up. If you had a show where people were just walking around mm-hmm. all the time,
just close up shots of knees
would,
bending the
you
right
would
way,
literally go to jail. You'd be arrested if you made that show. Channel. Sorry.
You know what is annoying? The just the footage of fat people walking whenever there's a.
Oh, from the waist down. Without their heads?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the fun.
Like a huge,
stop, you've definitely been
just
on
just a huge man's ass, and it's like, the
obesity is an
epidemic. Is yeah. fucking, these
I
fat
love that
losers
so much.
Having diarrhea in their pants probably right now.
Fupa parades, dude.
They're incapable of properly wiping.
My poor people, dude. I'm a fat fucking activist
fat
now.
Fat pride.
It's funny to think that, like, there's, like...
Fat is beautiful.
There's, like,
fat
11...
is beautiful.
There's 11 inches in between the end of Stav's ass and his actual asshole. And so the cross section.
I would
where,
say closer to six.
No, where he has to like wipe that he misses all the time.
I have a very clean
get,
asshole.
He can't get all the sides. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean,
yeah. Back him up here, Adam.
Yeah, I don't know. I kind of want to teach.
Saying?
I kind of want to teach Stav a lesson here and be like, you know what, Nick? That's not nice. You know, and stick up for my friend Stav
oh, well.
When Nick is making fun of him.
Shut up, bitch.
Yeah, okay. that would be a fucking bitch
fuck
ass
up.
Thing to do.
That All right. would be. Stav, back me up here.
Yeah, I 100%
you're being
agree,
a coward.
You fat fuck.
You fat ass piece of shit.
Hey, what the hell?
You long ass crack motherfucker.
Yeah, I do have a long ass, bitch. Just because you got a tiny little ass. You know?
Dude,
you got a
I
small,
fuck
him. Stav?
You got a small little crack.
His ass?
Of my,
I was looking at Randolin's pictures the other day.
Oh yeah, big remember? Ass. Randolin.
Oh yeah, our ex
love Randolin. And there's a comment from some guy that I gotta. It's the funniest fucking shit. Hold on, let me see. Yeah.
What is it? What's the comment
from Johnny Morris Becton White 252? My wet dream came true. Oh, holy shit. God damn. I'm a bust a nut all over that fat, white, perfect, voluptuous, gigantic, thick, bazooka, bubble, goddess ass. God damn, I'm horny. Just look at this pic. 220% perfection, baby mama. And then,
Jesus
hell yeah,
Christ.
And then,
hell yes.
And then that wasn't enough for him. He had another comment after that. I love you, baby. I don't give a fuck what anybody says. 220%. Keep it up. Do your thing, baby mama.
Hell yeah.
And then another man responds, everyone write pretty ass, love your body, and blah, blah, blah. And now just imagine how the fuck you could be able to fuck this woman. How?
Oh, so fuck. True, dude.
I always wonder, you know when like porn stars like put them like a clip of them sucking dick on their Twitters?
Sure.
And then they have like 2,000 retweets?
Mm-hmm.
Like who's retweeting that on their page? Like people that horny, are really about that life.
I mean horny like retarded guys.
It's retarded guys. It
has there's
to
a
be.
Lot of yeah. There's a lot of retarded dudes that are like big fans of
that just
stars.
Want like Lisa Ann sucking a dick on their page.
Yeah, they're you know, and it's like an innocent thing. You know, they're interacting with their favorite stars.
My favorite is the ones that are like, I would be good to you guys.
Oh yeah.
Your body is unreal. That's definitely not a bad thing. If I was your man, I would keep a smile on my face every time I slept behind you. I can only hope that your in is just as beautiful as your outside. Besides your butt, you are very beautiful.
I love these guys shooting their shots at fat-ass Instagram models.
This is going to work, dude. It's going to work.
Whose ass is medically huge?
Yeah. How many followers does she have?
I don't know, like a million.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Is she doing like fucking ads and shit?
No, she's gonna blow. She's not gonna do anything with this.
You don't think she's trying to start a music career?
No, she was on Tosh.
She was on Tosh. I saw that. Yeah.
Damn. So you would smash, Nick? Huh?
Oh, 1,000%. You kidding me? Have you seen her ass?
Yeah.
How could you not? I don't understand how you could not.
It's all poses, dude. If you saw her just wearing sweats at Target, she would not look hot. It's like she's like naked and like making her ass look good, but she's just like looks like any lady in suburban America.
No,
like,
are you lying?
What are you talking about? Her ass is like, I think it would be like a geometry issue to get your ass, your dick,
to get your dick in, but you can get
cheeks.
It in the pussy.
Yeah, but
you couldn't butt fuck her
down,
easily,
dude. Those fat ass cheeks will droop down.
Did the doctors figure out what's wrong yet? I'd crush them cheeks. Wink,
nice.
A wink face. And then the dice emoji.
The dice?
Hell
the dice emoji. Hit me up with a follow.
I'm gambling.
Yeah.
I'm gambling. I might get herpes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Question, how do you not have a big belly?
So true. When's the last time you, like,
this guy,
rolled the dice
your
and
your friend Danklord.
What?
Can we fuck, please? We'll send dick pic.
Hell
can I
yeah.
fuck you from behind as I fuck your ass crack?
The old
hot dog in the butt.
Oh, here we go.
Dude. The hot dog in the
good
butt.
One. Go on Cumtown and fuck Nick Mullen.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
Who said
and then
it?
The emojis
shout
are the wrench, the train,
oh,
the
yeah.
eggplant, the squirting, and then the wink.
I love it. Who
that's
said
great.
It? Let's shout him out.
HMLM 2020.
Shout out to
shout
him.
Out to
shout out
HMLM
to HMLM
69420.
Yeah, dude. If you could also get my beautiful wife, Julia Vins, to come on the podcast.
Yes.
She ignored my
does
request.
Does she speak English?
Yeah, she speaks English pretty well. Unless somebody's
she lives
translating
in the States
her,
or
no, she lives in Russia.
In Russia,
yeah.
We'll get her over Skype.
Well, no, we can't see her now because of. Oh, sorry, guys.
I want Julia to
the
beat
politics.
Me to death. I want Julia to strangle me to death.
Have you ever seen like muscle girl
for
porn?
Looking at her? I want to accidentally look at Julia on the train and then have her, you know, say I must crush you and then break my just wring my neck and kill me. Just murder me in front of everyone on the train.
I saw like a female
tear my face off with her rippling deltoids.
I saw a female bodybuilder porn once, and the
emotionless
way,
the entire time.
The way
her weird fucking doll face, not breaking eye contact, not a single twitch. And then
yeah,
she
does
sort
have
of
like a 16-year-old
turns her
face.
Head back to the rest of the train, where her eyes move first, and then her head catches up.
Would you fuck her like bicep, like between like if she like folded her arm down?
First of all, it's not what I wouldn't. There would be no consent on my part.
Mm.
You want to
so
get
you,
raped
you're having
by
rape fantasies?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
But the good kind.
I mean, you can fantasize and not want to.
Yeah, that's a fetish. That's an accepted fetish.
Sure.
You want to get? No. Yeah, I don't know. She does have a pretty face, though.
She has like she looks like a 16-year-old. Like
she looks like she's 20, and she is.
Is she 20?
Yeah. She's like 20, 21.
How much can she deadlift?
So you find 16-year-olds very attractive,
Adam. I don't know, like
Adam.
600 pounds. 500, 600 pounds.
600 pounds?
Oh, yeah, she has like huge numbers.
600
Dude, she's jacked. Have you seen her? She's,
I've seen the picture.
She's like Chun-Li thighs.
She is. She looks like a fucking, like a Photoshop.
Yeah.
I think Russian teens, though, get put on like HGH and shit.
Oh, yeah. There's
because there's like Russian teen bodybuilders that look like they're fucking almost 30 years old.
Right.
Yeah.
Yo, speaking of
does
fat
that
ass,
age your face?
Hard thighs.
Well, you get, if you're on HGH, you can get, what is it, acromegaly, which is the growth, it's like, usually happens if you have a pituitary tumor, which, you know, like all the super tall people have it, like Yao Ming has it.
Yeah.
Really? Tony Robbins probably
has it. My sister was on HGH.
For his teeth.
Yeah, but she wasn't.
She had a pituitary deficiency.
Yeah. If you have a pituitary tumor that causes it, like, the amount of HGH they give you if you have a growth deficiency doesn't match the amount of GH it would be in your body if you had, like, some fucked up thing happen to your pituitary gland. So acromegaly makes your hands enormous and your jaw real big.
Like Tony Robbins.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's giganticism, right?
Like just Andre your hands the and jaw?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
What about your hard cock?
Nope, sorry, Stav. There's never going to be
God
a cure.
God damn it.
There's never going to be a way to fix your disease.
It's first of all, my penis is fine, but I'd like to, you know,
his
plump it up around
fine,
the edges.
His penis is fine, it's just ugly.
Yeah. It is. First of all, it is not. If anything, it's aesthetically beautiful.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking terrible, dude.
It's not as
it almost
small
ruined
as I
my
thought.
4th of July a couple years ago.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Nick came and helped
you
me do
take
a,
pics?
Helped me do a fucking boomerang with my dick out.
I like to imagine this guy's British. Sexy big bottom you have, my dear.
That's a good skin tone, my dick. You know?
Your dick is like red, right?
They're all women really
you have
like
a
nice
red
palette,
dick.
Color palette. It's not red.
It's darker though,
it's
right?
It's olive, baby. Yes.
Is olive?
No, baby girl. Yeah, if anybody wants a little Mediterranean dick. If anybody
like
wants
Kalamata
to suck my little Mediterranean
olives.
Pinky, I started calling my dick my pinky. Suck my pinky, Adam. fuck.
Anyway,
what was I going to say? I feel like we were talking about something.
No.
Oh, yeah. When did you raw dog last? And it was a mistake, Adam.
What do you mean it was a mistake?
Like, it was a fucking...
Why would it be a mistake?
Because you're caught up in the moment.
Oh, because you get a STD? Is that what
or,
you mean?
Or, you know...
Or pregnant?
You rolled the dice.
I've gotten someone pregnant before.
No, I know that. Yeah. You gotta go plan B, dude.
How many, men have gotten you pregnant, Adam?
It's not possible.
You know, but the first part of pregnancy.
What are you talking about?
You know the first part.
Isn't
many,
that what gay guys
how many
call
of a certain
don't they call
have you baked?
Don't gay guys call barebacking breeding?
I just think it's called cream pieing.
Cream pie? What is cream pie technically?
It's when you come
in the pussy,
pussy
and
pussy
it goes
ass.
Out?
Yeah, and it comes out.
I mean just coming in it is cream pieing.
Yeah. This is what Adam says that would look like any other woman in the mall.
Oh, my God.
You're out of your fucking mind.
Let me see.
Her ass is so weird.
No, it's not weird.
Yeah, like, it is weird,
it's
dude.
It's weird, dude.
It's not weird.
It's like you put two different people together.
You guys just don't understand extremes. This is why you never had it in you to be real alcoholics.
That's true.
I don't know.
I have a food addiction. And whatever Amber's eating looks delicious, whatever cheese that is, fuck.
It's literally a cracker. Oh,
no,
that looks delicious.
No, there's some kind of good cheese. I can tell. Thank you.
Yeah, it looks nice. A soft
cracker
cheese.
Eating bitch.
I would love, first of all, I love cheese. Ew, dude, that's not hot.
It is.
It looks like her ass is melting into the floor.
It's disgusting.
I don't know. That shit rules.
You know what I do find hot, though?
Good, the comments, nice... dude. Good God damn.
I mean, crazy. I like a nice watermelon
her
thigh
butt a beanbag.
You know? Some powerful thighs. You see those vids?
In the like buff girl porn videos, they fuck the biceps. They like the guys
that I don't want to fuck a buff
they make
girl,
the girl they make
but
the
I like
girl
a nice
bend her arm back and then they fuck her between her forearm and
that,
her bicep.
What is that's crazy.
That's like what the fetish is that dudes are in that are into
they
that.
They just want to fuck like power. Yeah, yeah.
They just want to fuck an arm.
They just want to fuck a powerful arm.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not into that.
No, I want to fuck soft.
I clicked
things.
On the vid though.
I don't want to fuck hard things. I like soft.
Would you fuck the three titty woman from
yes
from Total Recall?
That's what Randolin is.
No,
she's got more ass.
No, it'd be like if she had three ass like, cheeks. That's the comp.
Would, no, regular? That would I would not be into three ass cheeks.
Her ass
but I'm
is
saying,
really big.
I'm
but
saying that's
there are
the,
so many fucking suburban
comparison.
Ass moms at fucking Walmart.
No. You're both wrong.
Out of your fucking shit.
That look like that.
Nick is wrong. Want to fuck as much, and you're wrong about this theory. No people look like that.
People have huge asses.
Dude, but her
we
top
just live
looks
in
normal.
New York where people are like, don't it's have that big ass.
See, you're just mad because I'm actually being body positive and not just being horny.
Mm-hmm. Nick, I think you're being horny.
I'm being horny, but I'm reserving my horniness for a special case when it's based on principle.
Absolutely not. No, it's
this
called
is a very principled type of horniness.
Absolutely
it's
not.
Called
it's privilege. A weird,
it's called
it's
being
a strange.
A hero, you fucking idiot.
No, this is what this is.
It's called preference.
Textbook weird horniness.
Yeah. No, it's
where
not,
it's like you just want to fuck something so strange and you can't help it. It's just
yeah. You
want to
fuck a tumor, literally.
No, not a, okay. First of all, Julia, not a tumor. Julie is very strong.
Yeah, exactly. That makes sense. You want to fuck something strong.
Or disgusting. Yeah, like yeah. Randall.
So you admit it.
He admits it.
I admit that it's disgusting. Close. I don't admit that it's not attractive. There's
sure.
The two okay. aren't mutually exclusive.
Yeah, I like a nice trashy gal every once in a while.
Well, it's like, have you ever felt yeah. big tits before?
Kind of like a nice pot-bellied woman. Looks like she got kicked
like
out of the Navy. That's my sort of
have
thing.
Have you felt
like
big tits?
I like a belly, but not a pot belly.
Yeah,
huh?
Kicked out of the Navy for drinking. Those types of gals.
Yo, one of the women that was fighting in the UFC yesterday straight up looked like Bobby Kennedy. It was awesome. She just had
Robert
like,
Kennedy?
Yeah. She had like a fucking
yo,
shouts
out to the getting shot to death crew for
yeah,
being killed.
Yeah.
Robert both Kennedy?
Both yeah. Robert and Jeff Kennedy. I thought Jeff JFK Kennedy? Was Jeff.
You
yeah, you remember Jeff
shit.
Kennedy, JF Kennedy.
Kennedy. Kennedy, the libertarian lady.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
is
yeah.
she libertarian or she just goes on Fox News?
I think it's a libertarian show. No, she has a show on Fox News.
She has a show?
She used to be on MTV.
Yeah, the show's called Kennedy.
I don't know. I don't know. Cable.
Yeah, you only watch Rachel Maddow, your source, the human
that.
Being you were cloned from.
I watched that from personal for
remember
personal
that
reasons.
Taxes shit where she was like, I have his
yeah,
taxes.
Yeah.
What this a is dumb.
It? And it was like yeah. a page from
this
his taxes
it?
In
the
97.
The smoking gun is a fucking tax return that was clearly planted by someone from
she,
the White House.
Yeah. She keeps catching L's. Like it's
yeah,
the
yeah.
last like 6 months, the Russia shit, she like keeps fucking up.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
and now it is the most highly rated primetime news show on cable news.
Is it?
She's probably going to yeah. get taken down for being like sexually aggressive towards some other woman.
I think she's in a relationship.
Oh, there we go. It's
no,
about
she's
time.
She's too powerful.
Can
powerful people can't
cracker?
Help but be fucking horny.
Amber, can I have some of that?
Fuck. Yeah, stop trying to eat cheese.
That
stuff.
Looks good, dude. Cheese looks good.
You're like a big rat.
I'd accept that.
Like a big, fat, overweight rat is pulling
I
your whiskers.
I think we got it when you said big. You yeah. have to explain.
You're always late for something.
That's not what rats do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now you're just
oh
throwing
my
other
God,
insults
I need to
in.
Eat more of that cracker. I'm late for my appointment.
What kind of appointment?
With the, I don't know, the eating place.
Wow.
Woo!
That's a good bit.
That's almost as good as just calling Adam a clown.
That's a good bit.
Damn, this is the new era, dude. We're back to basics. None of these funny, smart jokes.
I had a good one on the last one, I feel.
Yeah.
Probably somewhere in there I said something clever.
Yeah.
Now I'm back to, sorry, but I got high last night and then this morning. So
we
I'm not
do an
operating.
All high episode. Boys.
I can't stop laughing about the idea of a bunch of old black women sitting around watching local news, and there's a story about a little boy that's missing, and then one of them says, "Somebody done suck that boy dick."
I don't know. She's just fanning herself.
Yeah,
they're all just
that little boy done got fucked.
That poor child.
That
that baby
that,
done.
That baby got his little penis.
That baby.
Somebody done sucked that boy dick.
Done sucked the baby dick.
I don't know why that's so funny to me.
I love it. It's an image immediately in my head.
Yeah, I've been saying it over and over again for like 2 days now. I can't.
It's in one of those like churches in Baltimore that was just an abandoned building.
Mm.
Mm,
somebody done sucked that boy dick.
Somebody.
It's in that church that Junior wanders into. Remember in The Sopranos where Junior has that fucking
oh yeah when he's going mental
he goes to Newark
yeah
and he goes to the old fucking building and it's a black church now
yeah he's senile
yeah
good old June.
good old Uncle June. Which, by the way, you went to see fucking Sing twice.
We can go. We can
go. No, man.
It's every Friday morning.
You know what's so funny is you got that picture of you being an asshole to him.
Oh, yeah. He hated talking to me.
Of course he hated talking to you.
It was rude as
hell. And then it's like, yeah, you're just an asshole.
I'm not an asshole.
It's like guy that
doing something for content.
Dumbass is going to go laugh at this guy.
No, I asked him if I could post it.
Aging old man.
I showed it to him and I asked him if I could post it. He said, yeah. He said it was funny.
Doesn't mean it's not rude. He didn't say it was funny.
No, he told me he has tremendous respect for my work.
He did not say.
He did
you
say that.
You didn't ask him.
And
number one.
I quote.
He thought you were Rachel Maddow.
Miss Maddow, I have tremendous respect for your work. No, he was chill. I told him I came from Brooklyn to see the show, and he was like, he appreciated it.
No, he didn't. I want to go though, man. What the fuck? We talked about this 3 years ago. Do you remember?
It wasn't 3 years ago.
It was.
But yeah. No,
it was before
it
I moved, motherfucker.
It was about a year ago.
Yeah, remember
it was
before you were 30 years old? Before you were 30 years old?
I can't remember anything from before. A 30-year-old
man that goes around doing goof-em-ups on Instagram with aging Sopranos actors. They're going to go harass some senior citizen.
Oh, yeah.
You know who's harassing anyone. Really pro-Trump is Johnny Sack.
Oh, really?
On Twitter, yeah. He loves Trump.
So is Sylvester Stallone's brother.
Frank?
Yeah, I follow him on Instagram.
The point is you betrayed me by going twice, dude. That's fucked up.
Yeah, okay. That's fine.
We talked about it years ago, and I was so excited.
Ah.
Not an invite anywhere.
Well, we can go any
Friday morning. I trimmed my mustache too far, and it looks weird.
It looks fine.
It came up off the top of my lip, and now it looks weird.
It looks fine.
Yeah, you look fine, dude.
Just shave it off, dude. Do something new. Do something new, dude.
I gotta have the mustache, man.
Grow your hair all the way out.
It is all the way out.
Nah, get shoulder length.
That would be cool.
That would be cool.
Like a bob.
Yeah, dude. Get a little.
I had a bob.
Those, like, French girl bobs.
Yeah. I got a bob. That's that picture that I post all the time is when I got a bob.
Yeah, but do it better,
Nick. You didn't
Nick.
Get a bob. Your hair just grew out for a while.
No, I got a bob.
You went to a haircut place and said, cut my hair in a bob.
No, I said that.
So,
I,
no, you didn't get a bob.
I had long hair, and I said, can you cut it off my shoulders? So he cut the back part, and the front part was still long.
So you didn't get a bob.
And it became a bob.
That's a different
haircut.
So
it was a bob.
So you got a haircut.
Look at a picture.
That's not a bob.
Of that haircut. It
that
was a bob.
A bob, bitch. 100%
it was a bob.
Bobs are more symmetrical than that.
You don't know what the fuck you're talking
yes,
about
I
with
do,
hair.
Motherfucker.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
yeah. All right.
Sav sits at home Googling hair.
If anyone thinks about hair, it's me, motherfuckers. I think about what I would look like with every haircut there ever was. Every day of my life, I wish I could have
hair. If you
hair
could have again. Hair back, but the only type of hair you could have is a Jerry curl.
100%. Are you out of your fucking
no,
mind?
No, forever.
Yes.
You can never end the you can't shave your head.
Dude.
It's stuck permanently
absolutely
with a Jerry curl.
Absolutely, I
yeah,
would
why,
love that.
Yeah, why wouldn't he do that? Anything's better than
that.
Because you would look... You already look like a rapist, but you would really look like a rapist with a Jerry curl.
You
would not be getting laid if you had a Jerry curl.
Bro,
no one would interpret it as a funny bit.
If you had a dripping ass Jerry curl...
You're out of your mind, I could pull off a Jerry curl. Come on. Who among us could pull off a Jerry curl?
Not
me.
What if, just for fashion, you wore judge's wigs?
I would do that.
That would be pretty cool.
I'll throw on wigs.
Yeah. And then you have, like, a big-ass lollipop.
Yeah.
A little sailor's outfit.
Yeah. And you tied a bow around your neck.
Yeah,
dude.
You would look so bad.
I would look incredible, motherfuckers.
No, you'd look like a labradoodle.
I would get fucking gold chains.
You'd look like a bulldog.
I would look like fucking Eurotrash.
You'd be like, oh, that fucked up dog is having trouble breathing.
First of all, that sounds adorable. A fucking labradoodle bulldog. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for that compliment.
Is
and
it
not
bull
a
dyke? Is that what those are called?
Hey, dude.
Bulladoogle?
A beluga.
A beluga.
Yeah. Well, you know, she's a beluga, so she likes to shit in the car. That's the thing that's specific to their breed.
Dog, I'm getting a fucking Jerry curl, a fucking gold, bigger hoop earring, better than Adam's, a gold tooth, and chains. And I'll look like just Euro trash.
Once this heals, I'm going to get gold, rose gold.
A stud?
Hoop.
I'm having my entire body removed and replaced with PlayStation VR.
That's pretty cool.
I'm going to get fucking uploaded.
Nick is only going to fucking exist in the cloud. Yeah. Honestly, that is your fucking destiny.
I would love that shit, dude. If I could just become a virus.
Oh, fuck, dude. I hope that happens by the time you
what
die.
What happened to Nick, dude? He's fucking malware now.
Malware, dude. He's the human... The human fucking.
I don't have a dick anymore, but the trade-off is I can speak Russian.
Would you trade your dick for Russian? Another one of my hypotheticals, boys.
Yeah, that's good.
Tommy Pope posted the the lineup of our Unrepped showcase when we were in Montreal fucking 5 years ago or whatever. And look at this headshot. Like,
of
it
you?
Didn't even look at like me at the time.
Oh my God, you Isn't look that so weird? Gay. You look like a fucking a college wrestler.
Yeah.
You look like you were sucked off by the fucking
foxcatcher.
Oh, I've seen
that headshot before.
Yeah.
Yeah, your neck looks weirdly strong in it.
Who else?
Was I used to be pretty jacked back then.
Who else was on it?
Really?
Yeah.
I want to see who was on that lineup.
Yeah, it doesn't look like you.
Yeah,
it doesn't look bad.
That was my old headshot.
Yeah, you look like a high school wrestler.
I just said college wrestler.
I know.
Yeah, Adam is in one ear, out the mouth.
I know.
Is with this guy.
Oh, shut the fuck up.
Oh, Steve Friedland.
Is that your new strategy? It's just saying that you know that you did it?
That's not true, dude. Nick does the Gary Shandling bit once every episode.
Which one did he do?
He takes full credit for it.
I've never even seen... I don't even know who Gary Shandling is.
Shut the fuck up.
I literally don't know who you're talking about. So you're just making some shit up, and it's not
you're
even
literally
work.
Watching Gary Shandling and Ricky Gervais interview.
I was watching Charlie Bit My Finger when you
shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
You walk in and you go, oh, is this Charlie Bit My Finger? Yeah, he bites his finger and completely
we
spoil
didn't know.
It for everybody.
We didn't know what the fuck was going to happen.
We didn't know what was going to happen. You had to show
up,
off all
dude.
The homework you did before you came over here by having some film reference. Oh, yeah, I already saw this. Have you seen it with the commentary by Ang Lee? It's great. Oh, it's great. Oh, it's one of the best
things
I've ever
saw. Ang Lee directed that?
This is Adam's movie opinion. Mention anything in the Criterion Collection. Oh, it's great. It's the greatest movie I've ever seen.
That's not true.
That's 100%
Which
true.
Ones don't you like?
Armageddon.
It's in the Criterion Collection?
It is.
It actually,
yes, it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, it is.
It's spine number 40, I think.
Nah.
Yeah, why is it in the Criterion Collection?
Because it is, like...
It's a good movie.
Because the Criterion Collection is about, like, movies that... define a genre.
Mm-hmm.
And
so that's like disaster movie?
Well, Armageddon is the peak Michael Bay, big
yeah,
budget.
It's true.
You know,
90s.
Songs fucking, with Aerosmith.
Which really defines the 90s in terms of those blockbuster movies, is movies mm-hmm. where they say fuck you to the idea of hiring like a consultant. Part of the reason, and Amber's going to roll her eyes because I was just bitching about Arrival last night.
No, but for like half
a while, dude. I was pretty fucking mad because I thought Arrival was fucking terrible, and I watched
yeah, I
Passengers
know.
Last night, which critics hated.
Which Passengers? The one with Jodie Foster?
No. No, stop.
What's the one where Jodie Foster does a fucking
That's Panic
aliens.
Room. You're thinking of Taxi
no, no, no,
Driver.
No.
Wait,
yes,
so
Contact.
Wait, what is that movie? I haven't seen it.
So Passengers is Chris Pratt and Jennifer Lawrence, but there was buzz about it 2 years ago because that was the movie that came, or it was a greenlit right after Jennifer Lawrence's like women don't get paid enough in Hollywood thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So she got $20 million for that movie as opposed to Chris Pratt's $13 million or whatever it was.
Yeah.
For a sci-fi romance movie, which is like...
Was it Denis Villeneuve, the same guy?
No. It was some other guy. Denis did Arrival.
And he's doing the new Blade Runner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
think he's good, though. He didn't write Arrival, did he?
I think he's good, too, but the problems I had with Arrival
He made
is,
Sicario, too?
The problems I had with Arrival
Suck
are the same
Dickio.
Problems I had with Inception, is that it's not... actually a smart movie.
I never saw
it. There's
Arrival.
Plenty of plot holes if you want to fucking nitpick the way people will nitpick about other movies that don't try to be smart
mm-hmm.
that are just trying to fucking entertain you.
Like and Armageddon, you're saying?
Like Armageddon, yeah,
like
exactly.
Armageddon.
But Armageddon was a different kind. Like Arrival, they're like, okay, we're going to make this like, what if a linguist actually did interact with these fucking aliens? Like the 90s, the thought process was like, oh yeah, we're not going to hire consultants because they're not good storytellers. So we don't give a shit how this actually works. What would be a badass movie? Oh, yeah, we're going to take oil rig guys
yeah.
and teach them how to become astronauts. Mm-hmm. And it's like
it's still
such a fuck you to reality just for this dumb setup.
Yeah,
but it still ends up being like a pretty entertaining movie. Well, if Armageddon came on now, I would sit down and watch it just because I know it's a big, loud piece of shit.
And it costs a lot of money.
Yeah, and it costs yeah. a lot of money. Yeah.
I fuck with that.
Dick.
Yeah,
I agree with you. I think that the 90s were also a time for like a lot of disaster movies, right? That was like a hot thing.
Yeah,
Deep Impact,
like,
Armageddon,
two
they
of
can't come in here yet. Dante's Peak, Volcano.
Yeah.
What are the other ones? There's fucking whatever.
I don't know, who cares?
Yeah.
So that's why it was in the Criterion Collection.
Probably something like that.
I guess.
And what I'm saying is they should put passengers in the...
So you liked passengers?
I thought it was much better than people gave it credit for. It's not good by any means. Okay. But it's
who
like,
made it?
I don't know. You keep fucking asking me that. I don't know.
I forgot that I asked you.
Bitch.
He's the bitch. I'm not the bitch.
No, it's you. I am not the bitch.
Uh-oh. Nick's fuck the bitch. Hey. I'm not the bitch.
No, you're it's you, dude. You're absolutely the bitch.
Why am I the bitch?
Just I will fucking cut your mic so goddamn fast and
give
never
it back
turn
to
it
Amber.
On again.
Why?
We're going to give your mic to Phyllis, the shittiest of the cats.
Why would you do
the
that?
The one with no personality. That's who's getting the mic. She has personality. She knows how to use the bathroom and doesn't throw up, but she doesn't have a personality.
She's a feminazi.
Ernest's personality is just being a fat guy, though.
Ernest is just old and disabled.
Yep.
What a good cat.
And his ear is scabbed up from
scratching. Yeah, his ears are all fucked up.
Was he getting in fights?
No, he like chews on his ears or some shit.
Ah, he can't fit his fucking... He gets sunburned on his ears.
He just sleeps at that window.
A&D, that's the shit I put on my balls.
Yeah. Stav literally gets diaper rash.
I know. I brought that up. I got in front of the story. Mm-hmm. Oh, like Scaramucci. Right, guys?
Did he get
the
in front
mooch?
Of the story?
I don't know.
Did he, like, before he was...
He missed his
appointed,
child.
He would told everybody, listen, I'm Italian, by the way, before anyone tries to reveal that negative secret about me.
Oh,
I would
fuck.
Never call him Italian.
So now you got to move, Adam. What are you gonna do?
I have to move, dude. I gotta go.
All right.
I'm not moving furniture. I'm just emptying my bedroom out to give to my sister. I'm leaving all the furniture in my bedroom.
Oh, you got that's yeah. You just gotta pack like three dresses.
Yeah, but I'm trying to like organize my life, get rid of clothes that I don't wear.
That's
anymore
what I did yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All of your male-presenting clothes, you gotta get rid of them.
Yeah, I wear, like, more of
just
a unisex...
Just keep the unisex stuff for the next 3 months.
All your Thomas the Tank Engine dresses.
How would you guys feel if I only used the metric system and exclusively wore karate gis? Would you think that was cool?
That'd yeah, be two that sounds different hilarious.
Things. The metric system thing is actually realistic.
What was that thing we were joking about the guys on the varsity karate team?
Yeah, varsity karate.
Yeah, I'm varsity karate.
4 years.
Just wearing, walking around with like Letterman jackets, but then like no shoes on in between classes. Yeah. Like, oh yeah, everybody wanted to be like the varsity karate guys. It's like a Friday Night Lights with karate.
The karate team.
So fucking dumb. If there was
funny.
A karate team, it would
it's
just
better
be...
than any sketch you've ever come up with.
Nah,
so.
Dude. What about the one where Ben Franklin fucks?
Yeah, that's hilarious.
Thank you.
Is what if a,
he did that in real life.
Let's pick, yeah, right. Let's pick a guy and then make him horny. That's
yep.
a good
thank
format
you.
For a sketch.
You're not
I
making him horny.
It.
He already was horny.
Yeah, it's called heightening. All right?
Heightening?
You're heightening the reality. Maybe you're familiar with
should
it.
Should I do those teeth whitening strips?
Yeah,
I'm
going to
do
your
that.
Asshole.
I want to do that soon.
That's a Brennan Walsh bit.
Is it?
Yeah, you just stole that from Brennan Walsh.
Fuck, I'm sitting too close to Adam.
Yeah. I don't think that he stole it
from Adam's
Brennan Walsh.
Quietly whispering other people's bits at all times. He's in bed like, why don't they make the whole box of the plane out of the black box? What if you put crisp white strips on your asshole? What if... What's the deal with Ovaltine?
Oh, yeah, the Ovaltine. That is a classic weird. Bit.
Well, this one.
Pretty good ep.
This one was a really good ep.
We need one more slamming bit. Before
okay.
The
okay. Show ends. Let's right. riff one out.
I don't care if we need to sit here in silence for the next 15 minutes.
Until okay. we think of one?
Well,
until
let's do
I
that.
Think of it.
Let's right, think.
Here we I go. Made a promise to myself.
Let me look through my phone.
And to uphold and defend the rights and the privileges and the freedoms of the. And that is a credo I've adopted from the uniformed men and women of the combat proud services. Of the United States Uniform Tactical Combat Units.
Who let John Cena in here?
Yeah, I don't know. That is the best video that's ever existed.
I went back and watched that video. You got it pretty much spot on when you did it on the podcast. Yeah. I thought you were just riffing.
No,
that's
dude.
Exactly what he said.
And that is a credo that I have adopted from the men and women of the U.S. Armed Forces. And I am proud to say that we have compromised to a permanent end.
Compromised to a permanent end.
That's so
Osama
good.
Osama bin Laden.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and then it cuts to those people that are, like, confused. Like,
yeah,
don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah. And then he salutes at
yeah.
the end.
Yeah, he salutes.
No shirt. All right, let's think
no
of like...
No shirt, no shoes, no Osama.
Mm. Let's think of the next great American bit. Let's...
All right, here
let's
we go.
Riff it up.
Let's see.
How about like a Mucinex monster? It's like a Mucinex commercial.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And
yeah.
So it's like a white, maybe white or brown version of the Mucinex monster. And he's like, hey, I'm moving in here. And then, you know, it's like the wife, Mucus, is there. And she's like, you know, you're making too much noise already. And then he's like, you know, nah, this is where I live. He's like getting comfortable and like scratching at the walls.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, you know, you think it's the Mucinex guy, but he's like, yeah, I'm John McCain's brain tumor.
Oh.
It's like a, it's like
that's
a,
political.
It's a political bit, yeah. Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, he's like a little brain tumor guy.
I think that's, I think we got it.
Uh-huh.
Dude, that's
and then
fucking
the brain
fuck.
Tumor's like, I hate poor people.
Hey, fuck healthcare.
Hey.
Hey, quesadish.
Yes.
Quesadiche.
That should do it, boys.
Quesadilla.
And he's saying quesadilla for some reason. The brain tumor of John McCain is then like, I can really go for a quesadillion.
He has an Italian.
It's an Italian brain tumor. Come
on, man. Oh, because we like the Mucinex.
You've never seen Mucinex?
Yeah, it's a Mucinex booger or something. Piece of mucus.
Mm-hmm. How about Wallace and Gromit, but they're both John McCain's brain tumor.
Oh. Whoa, and they go to the moon?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, cool.
All right.
John McCain went to the moon.
Did he?
Yeah, he won Vietnam. He went to the moon.
Yeah, that's how bad he was at flying.
Yeah.
He was supposed to be in Vietnam.
Like
he
went to the moon.
The goddamn moon.
I like people that don't get captured. What a fucking...
That does rule. Yeah, it is awesome. Fucking hilarious.
Well, I don't know.
Well, he's a hero because he got captured. Personally, I like people that don't get captured.
He was just fucking date raping people on yachts during
John
Vietnam.
John McCain's dad. Yeah, no, that's like... Yeah, there's some Donald Trump quote where he's like... He's like my version of like PTSD is all the pussy I got or something. He's like, I should get like VA benefits for like the STDs I probably got from all the pussy. It's some quote like that. I can't remember.
Oh,
what it is.
Oh man, that fucking rocks,
dude. He was right on Iraq. He was right on the Vietnam War.
Yeah,
he keeps getting it right.
He's right about this trans in the military thing. You know, when he's right, is right. You know?
Yeah, I don't know about
that. It's too distracting. Oh, yeah. You don't know about that, huh, Adam?
I disagree.
I'm tired of this idea that being a draft dodger is a bad thing. Why are you dinging Trump on that?
I agree, dude. Why should we attack him for not fighting in a stupid war in
right,
Vietnam?
Right, exactly.
I agree.
Oh, there
That's
we
what
go.
I was just saying.
That's what I was saying before that.
No, actually, I
rewind
said that before you. No.
Here.
I want to suck a man's cock.
All right. All right.
I have to move all
the
my
best
dildos.
Podcast. I gotta move. This is our 25th episode, by the way. It's the 25th episode spectacular.
Someone said we're coming up on 69.
What?
Yeah.
Oh,
I
no.
We've had way more than that.
I'm talking about on the podcast app, on the
Oh, that doesn't
iTunes.
Count.
Yeah, but I lost count at one point, so it dropped off like 15 numbers.
But they're numbered. No, it's numbered next to
each
episode.
Yeah, but I messed up and I did it wrong.
No, it's the iTunes numbers.
I don't think it does.
Numbers no, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
I really don't think it does.
You used to put it in the titles, but it actually numbers in iTunes.
I'm going to look right now.
Look it up.
Nah,
my name's not in the show description, by the way.
Yeah.
Just in case you're confused.
Yeah, first of all, your name will never be attached to the show.
Why? Okay, great. I appreciate that. Yeah.
It looks like we're on 62.
We're on 62 because it's numbered. Thank you, Steve.
But we've already done more than
Ooh,
that.
Ooh, big surprise. Adam loves counting. A new type of homework for him to do. To show everyone how smart he
Guys,
is.
Guys, I have to
by
move.
By counting.
Okay. I literally have to go home and move.
All right, fine.
I have to be out of
well,
my
guys, room. Where's he moving to? The circus?
Uh-oh. Gotta pack up your tiny little car.
You're gonna get your tiny hat and your flower that shoots seltzer. And you're gonna fucking move into a goddamn...
Yeah, don't forget
through, what?
Your...
What? A circle on that's on fire?
Yeah.
A hula hoop that's on fire? Is
don't
that
forget
you're
your...
To?
Well, your pies are with shaving cream.
Yeah. With a stupid flower on your head.
Don't forget pot. That shit, bitch.
Guys, I really have to move.
Your red nose?
Yeah, nice big pants, you
fucking
idiot.
Little thing that goes... A little aruga or whatever.